Hi, and welcome to the Revenue Roundtable. Thank you for joining today. This podcast is designed to provide you insight, motivation, proven ideas from your colleagues in the industry. This is John Cook, host. Engage, listen, and learn with me. Hello, Jeff Miller, CEO of Revco Solutions.
Yeah, sounds kind of
different
to say that,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Jeff and I have worked together for years, from PRC to now to the merger as Revco Solutions. And this is a good chance to catch up with you and get your opinion on a lot of things and your visions and everything. I guess always this year in interviews, I ask the question, what was your greatest challenge during the pandemic, as we call it in the mountains, the COVID?
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. Yes, certainly no shortage of challenges through the pandemic.
That's correct.
And, you know, it was a unique situation, one that I guess the biggest challenge is you never did saw it coming. I mean, had you told me in February that shortly thereafter we would be transitioning, you know, 350 to 400 employees to a complete remote work environment, you know, would have probably had a heart attack. But, you know, we were able to achieve that in March, you know, mainly because, you know, from our from a technology standpoint, we were pretty set up to easily make that transition. So with the team that we had in place, the technology we had in place, you know, we were able to transition all those folks within about 2 weeks and really not losing a step in production. And there was no really downturn. You know, obviously there was a lot to do there to, on the front end of that, to consider whether certain employees had the physical space, you know, first of all, to be able to work remotely. You know, you have to have a locked, you know, area of your house that you, where you can kind of lock yourself away and not be disturbed. While you're working, and you had obviously had internet, and you know, had good high speed internet, and then we provided the equipment. But once everybody kind of got that in order, there were a few hiccups there, but folks that could not immediately work remotely were able to still stay in the office because of the staff, most of the other staff was gone. So for now, we just have essential workers coming into the offices, folks that have to be here to do their job, like posting payments and whatnot. But really, since everyone else has been working from home, you know, we were also dealing with this pandemic, the challenges, while also trying to merge two organizations together. So, as you know, Professional Recovery Consultants and CBCS, now known as Revco Solutions, are in the midst of merging together and should be complete sometime in the fourth quarter of 2020. So, we've been going through this process for about a year. So nobody saw that curveball of the pandemic coming while also trying to do their day jobs and do the merger activities. So a lot has been thrown at my team. I couldn't be prouder or more privileged to be, you know, leading this group of folks that have just done an outstanding job during this time.
Well, bottom line, we've got a good team here. And we have new team members, and we're all getting used to each other, and it's really been a joy to work with this new team, and we've got people that are adapting well to this type change,
right?
And we're going to get better at it. Well, we're revenue cycle people, healthcare revenue cycle people. And I got a question I'd like to ask you about payment of accounts, collection of accounts from hospitals and us as we assist them. Do you see them being a little different post-COVID?
Yes, most likely. I mean, post-COVID would assume that, however, that, you know, there's a cure and that we kind of get life back to normal, which hopefully would normalize the collection process. But what I do see during from now until that time, definitely be some challenges.
Yeah.
You know, hospitals or providers are probably tend to be a little bit more lenient.
Yes.
On self-pay collections, probably rightly so. The optics of it can be poor for the community in the community if they, you know, feel like the hospital is trying to do aggressive collection tactics during a time when a lot of folks are losing their jobs and unemployment is high.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, that's certainly a factor. Things like legal collections could be halted. You know, even if just temporarily. You know, there's also obviously huge issues with the macroeconomics of our country and the unemployment, as I mentioned a moment ago. And long term, I do have a concern about the patient's ability to pay.
Yeah.
Over a period of time, we haven't really noticed any dip in collections at this point. Surprisingly, I would say we've had a strong year. You know, aside from a dip in placements, which have you know, could certainly cause a slight dip in revenue. We certainly, from a collection perspective, contact rates, conversion rates have remained consistent from year over year. And in a lot of ways, we're still beating our budget and performing well. So, you know, that's obviously a you know, great job done by collectors who have now
sure.
had to go home,
sure,
work from home, and still meet their KPIs and production and compliance. You know, so they're certainly to be commended for that. But certainly, I worry long term about if this goes on and on, the damage it's doing to our economy and the ability of the patient to pay us back. There are a couple things kind of on the horizon, I think, related to that, though, the collection that could help. You know, I think there's a mandate for hospitals to be transparent with their pricing.
Yes, yes.
And obviously that's going to help. The more that the patient knows on the front end, and obviously if they're shopping for pricing, they know on the front end what it's going to cost.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be helpful and prepare the patient before they even schedule the appointment. You know, a lot of times that they're going to know what they're going to be responsible for.
Sure.
Also, I think if hospitals, providers can move up the communication with the patient to more on the front end and do, you know, more pre-registration type calls. Obviously, there's a lot of information to pass along to these patients in a COVID world. But part of that would be the financial responsibility that they're going to have related to the bill for the service that they're trying to get done. And, you know, they also not only need to know how much it's going to be, but what the financing options are going to be.
Sure.
What they're going to, the provider will accept for payment arrangements or prompt pays, or if they do patient financing, what that looks
sure.
like.
Sure, sure.
Things of that nature. So I think for providers, I would really stress to try to, along with the transparency, move the communication with the patient up as early in the process as possible.
Absolutely.
And of course we can assist with that and we're a call center. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I think we want to explore more with some of our clients is how can we help them communicate earlier with their patients.
You know, we've advised a lot of people on patient service, patient relations, mm-hmm. the bottom line, patient experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would say the most important thing for hospitals and providers to do is offer resources to their patients
mm-hmm.
that they may not
be aware of.
Yeah, and may not be aware of. And, you know, one is patient financing. One is navigators to help with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Medicaid eligibility.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things. And I think that's important, very important that they take time and look at.
And additionally, we can help them with their charity.
Sure. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Help work with the patients or the folks that do need financial assistance and identify those, help identify those.
Sure.
So they can, code the problem.
And that's everything is totally a different ballpark. Yep. I I'm going to ask you this question. It's do you think people are afraid to go to a provider or a hospital now?
It's possible, yeah. I'm certain some are. And that's why I think I'm certainly concerned about the volume. There are people that are maybe just neglecting their health.
Yes, yes.
Of course, for us, it comes out in lower volume, but the bigger issue is, are people ignoring their own health because they don't want to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And that's a dangerous thing. I think throughout the pandemic, there's already been many more deaths or even suicides because they're not seeking the help that they need for whatever conditions that they have.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's a huge problem.
There's a lot of telemedicine going on, and I think we're going to see more of that now in the healthcare environment.
Absolutely, and rightly so. I think that we were trending that way anyway, but it's just like our environment here, the remote work environment is, we figured out, hey, this really works well.
Yeah. And you didn't really think, you're thinking, how are we going to do this?
Right. Same with telemedicine. It's kind of forced your hand a little bit to do the things that we were trending toward anyway. I think we just got there a lot faster.
Sure, sure. What, I'm going to ask you a pointed question here. And taking into account your personal and professional life, what's the most important thing you have learned during this, what I will call a disruption?
To expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
Kind of knew that anyway, but it just kind of reinforces it even more. And I think if you have that mindset, that it allows you to be more nimble, more flexible, not be so rigid, because you know that the other shoe could drop or something's coming out of left field that you never saw coming.
Yeah.
And, you're not thinking that that's a possibility, then when it does come, you're going to have a lot harder time trying to deal with it. So that, and I've also learned the importance of, not that I didn't know this, but having a wonderful team. If you've got a great team that's experienced like we were fortunate to have, there's almost nothing that you can't do.
Yeah.
Some folks or companies probably weren't as fortunate to have the technology or the people in place to be able to survive when something like this hit.
Sure.
But just kind of reinforces even more, have the right people on the bus.
Yeah.
And have them in the right positions. And from CEO, that's one of my biggest jobs,
is
to make sure, not the biggest, is to make sure the right people are on the right bus or on the bus.
On the bus.
And in the right spot on the bus. So, yes, I think that would probably... as from a personal perspective, I would say, again, just appreciating the simple things in life, and that when you're quarantined or whatever, and you can start hanging out with your dog again or seeing your kids more or doing some hobbies that you enjoy doing or getting more exercise, there definitely are some silver linings. To the situation, and so, certainly would say that this kind of does make you reflect back on what life is about, and sometimes the simple things that you take for granted, you get away from, and it was good to reconnect with some of that.
You see things differently in a different perspective,
mm-hmm.
probably than you've ever seen before, and I guess that's what I've learned the most from it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, thank you for being here with me today. It's kind of difficult to connect these days, but we do by phone for sure. And
good to actually see your face.
Yes, it is. And thank you for the comment on my mask being color coordinated.
That's right.
I didn't plan
looking,
for
looking
that.
Sharp, John.
Thank you. Jeff, please let us know how our clients can reach out to us these days. Any comments on that?
Well, I think, yes. I mean, the folks that our clients have worked with in the past are still going to be there.
Yes.
And they're still
yes.
going to be on board.
Yes.
There may be some reshuffling of the seats to some degree, but we're doing what we can to make sure that any new folks that are injected into the process are introduced. So just be looking forward to connecting with clients in that way in our normal meetings, and we'll certainly introduce them to the people that that they need to know. But there shouldn't be any major change in who they're dealing with or what we're doing or how we're doing. We've managed to maintain our successes so far. We're 3/4 of the way through this merger, so a little bit left to go, and don't foresee any hiccups there. So, but absolutely, I would say reach out to the folks that you know, and I'm sure they will direct you.
Because we're still here.
We're still here. We're all still here. We're
still
just,
got a smile
we're just
on
spread
our face.
Out. Instead of 7 locations, we're in about 350.
That's right. Jeff, before we depart, I'm going to ask you a question that I forgot to mention earlier and get your input on this. What is your greatest challenge now?
Well, I think for sure it would be how to remain connected as a team when everybody is working remotely. You know, you're not seeing anybody walking down the hall anymore. You're not seeing anybody in the break room. You can't walk over to their office. And it's hard to stay connected, you know, stay close to each other and continue the momentums we had in culture and the initiatives we had in the community. You know, a lot of the nonprofits that we participated in can't have groups of people too. So we're presented with a lot more new challenges on how to, as a team, stay engaged with each other and with our communities. And, you know, there are certain tools internally that help us, you know, Microsoft Teams and using the video piece of that in particular, at least being able to see people on video, I think is very helpful for collectors, you know, something like gamification, where basically it's a software that sets up competitive situations between collectors, is still a really great tool. Matter of fact, it's even more important now than when we were all together.
Sure.
Because they could create some of their own competition when they're together. But now that they're remote, you know, this software system enables our collectors to have fun and compete against each other. So things like that, you know, and also how to hire, train, and manage remote workers. I mean, we're all sure in that piece of it. I think we've figured out the hiring and the training part, or managing the remote workers is obviously an ongoing, ongoing, you know, challenge. I think we've done really well with it thus far, but you know, it's one of those things that you want to continue to get better. We're not used to managing in a remote environment, so we certainly still need to pay attention to other things that we can do and tools that we could use to help stay connected and manage these people. But certainly, right now, I would say that's the biggest challenge is how to, you know, continue that momentum, stay connected. You know, figure out a way to still give back to our communities. Communities right now need it now more than ever. And, you know, we can't just gather as a group of 8 folks and go cook dinner at the right. at the women's shelter like we did before. So it looks different now. Just giving money is an option, but that's not as much fun.
No.
And I don't know that it's as impactful either. So those are the challenges that we've got in front of us. And, you know, confident we have a great team and we'll figure them out.
Yeah, I participated through church in Firewood Ministry
mm-hmm.
every Saturday morning. We get together, chop wood, split wood,
mm-hmm.
and pile wood for people that are going to need to stay warm during the winter. That's an option that we had, but, you know, as leader of the what we call our BCNC, that's going to be a lot of challenge there that we can help people and reach people, and at the same time, keep our own people transformed.
That's right. Right. That's right.
We always say, when you transform others, you transform yourselves.
Without a doubt.
Isn't that right?
Without a doubt.
Something to really be thankful for. Well, thank you. And it's always good to talk to you, and I appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening. I would love to hear your comments or ideas. Feel free to reach out to me at jcook@revcosolutions.com.